Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to another prophetic hour. This is midnight prophetic hour. God will do great work in your life to this morning. The mercy of God will come upon your life. The hand of the Lord shall not depart from you. God will fight your battle. God will defend his interest in your life. The glory of God shall overshadow you. You will move from grace to grace, from favor to favor. In the name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy into the life of someone. Every challenge in your life, it shall disappear completely this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I speak to the womb of today, it shall favor you. There shall be a rain of blessing over your life. The Almighty God will order angels to connect you to destiny helpers. You will not miss your road in life. The glory of God, the power of God, the mercy of God shall uphold you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, you are welcome to this high voltage prophetic midnight prayers. This program comes between hours of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. And I want to really appreciate the Lord for all that God has been using this prophetic decree to do. A lot of testimony have been coming to us. The mercy of God has been so great. The power of God has been moving dynamically in a very great way. We thank God for his favor. We thank God for his power. We thank God for his might. We pray that the Lord will do more in our lives in Jesus' name. I prophesy to the life of someone, your testimony will appear suddenly. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stand on the word of God and I decree that your life will receive divine favor. Your life will receive divine blessing. Your life will receive divine strength. Your life will receive divine kindness in the name of Jesus Christ. Listening to me, in Zechariah chapter 10 verse 6, he said, "And I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph, and I will bring them again to the place I have promised them. I will bring them again to place them, for I have mercy upon them, and they shall be as though I had not cast them off. For I am the Lord their God, and I will hear them." Look at Isaiah chapter 65 verse 23. "They shall not labor in vain." Say to yourself three times, "I shall not labor in vain. I shall not labor in vain. I shall not labor in vain in Jesus' name." "They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them." Look at Psalm 113 verse 9. "He maketh the barren woman to keep the house, and to be a joyful mother of children." Praise the Lord. I want you to declare this loud and clear. Say, "I am the workmanship of God, anointed with the oil of favor, anointed with the oil of gladness, in the name of Jesus Christ." Say, "Jesus Christ has made me rich because he has given me all the things pertaining to life. This includes profitable living and fruitfulness in all that I do." Say this one loud and clear. Say, "The word of God say that he will restore to me the years that the locust has eaten, the years that the cankerworm have eaten, and the year that caterpillars and the papaworm have eaten. The great army of God is beside me." I want you to repeat this after me loud and clear. Say, "I shall eat in plenty. I shall be satisfied. I shall praise the Lord who has dealt wondrously with me. I shall never be ashamed. It is written, the Lord will open the rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valley. He will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land spring of water. He will plant in the wilderness. He will plant the tree of cedar and shita tree, and mar, and oil tree. It will set in my desert the fig tree, and the pines, and the box tree together. I will see, and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this, and the Holy One of Israel has created it. As you've spoken that word, it shall be so in Jesus' name. Declare this one loud and clear. Say, my Lord, my God, you will make me the head and not the tail. I shall be above only. I shall not be beneath. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the river of water, he turneth whosoever he will. He will pour upon me and upon my affairs the spirit of grace. And they shall look upon me, whom they shall put their fears, and they shall mourn for me. And as one for his own son, and shall be in bitterness for me, as one that is bitterness for his firstborn. I know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto me shall God do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask, that I seek, that I desire, and that I think, according to the power he had made to work in me. Say this one loud and clear. Say, the young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but I, who seek the Lord Almighty, shall not lack anything good. Say, promotion does not come from the north, south, east, and west. It comes only from the Lord. And who is like unto him, our God, who dwell on high, far above all powers and dominion. He raised up the poor out of the dust, and lifted the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set in with princes. Even so shall the Lord deal with me. Say this one loud. Say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And my God shall supply to my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me. In all his wealth, riches, and affluence, he chose to be poor, that I may be rich. And it is his divine and perfect will that I prosper in all that I do above all things. As I have made this confession, it shall be so. The Lord shall see this confession with favor and grace. I will move from strength to strength, from favor to favor, from faith to faith, from power to power. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, it is written, lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hands of the mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemy in the gate. It is written, behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel, from the Lord of hosts which dwelleth in Mount Zion. I stand upon this infallible word of God, and I claim every letter of the word of God. I claim every promise of the word of God. It shall be my portion. Every promise in the word of God, every letter of his promises, come upon my life and flow into my life in the name of Jesus Christ. I stand upon the word of God. The promises of God shall be my portion. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wonderful Father, I speak into the life of someone that is hearing me today. The Almighty God shall decorate your life with greater reward. God shall send the arrow of the enemy back to the sender. Your persecutor shall stumble. You shall not be put to shame. Everlasting confusion shall baptize your enemy. You will move like a wind that the enemy cannot stop. Your shoe shall be like iron, and your shoe shall be like brass. As your day is, so shall your strength be. The Lord shall be your strength. The everlasting arm of the Lord shall uphold you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody pray this prayer very well. Say, arrow fired against my head, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Arrow fired against my head, go back, go back, go back, go back. Go back in Jesus' name, we pray. This program comes off in the middle of the night like this. And if you notice, if you look at it very well, you'll find that at the middle of the night is always very thick hour. is the hour that if you can wake up to pray for 30 minutes, 1 hour, you have done a very good job. I want you to pray this prayer. Say, blood of Jesus, surround my household in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, surround my household in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, surround my household in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, surround my household in Jesus' name. Pray, say, blood of Jesus, return every curse back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, return every curse back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, return every curse back to the sender in Jesus' name. Pray, say, fire of the Holy Ghost, set ablaze every coven where my case has been reported in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, set ablaze every coven where my case has been reported in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, set ablaze every coven where my case has been reported in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, set ablaze every coven where my case has been reported in Jesus' name. Pray, say, fire of the Holy Ghost, set ablaze every evil altar containing my photograph in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, set ablaze every evil altar containing my photograph in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, set ablaze every evil altar containing my photograph in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, set ablaze every evil altar containing my photograph in Jesus' name. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, set ablaze every shrine containing my name in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, set ablaze every shrine containing my name in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, set ablaze every shrine containing my name in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Say, powers oppressing me in the night, in the name of Jesus. Powers oppressing me in the night, there power that is oppressing me in the night, there, in Jesus' name. Pray. Any power using the night to steal from me, you are in trouble. Destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Any power using the night to steal from me, you are in trouble. Destroy yourself in the name of Jesus. Any power using the night to steal from me, you are in trouble. Destroy yourself in Jesus' name. Pray. Arrow of untimely death, I am not your candidate. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of untimely death, I am not your candidate. My family members are not your candidate. Go back to the sender. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. A few days ago, I started teaching us on confronting the evil board on assignment. Confronting the evil board on assignment. We read Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, where the Bible says, we do not fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities, but against powers, but against the rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness of this world. Showing that our fight is not against flesh. Our prayer is not against human being. Our fight is not against flesh and blood. Our fight is against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. Understand this very clear. We are spiritual beings, and our welfare are always being affected spiritually. That is why we must know how to barricade ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We read Zechariah chapter 5. We read from verse 5, we saw how a basket was floating in the air. And the angel of the Lord called the attention of the prophet to see a floating basket. That floating basket was moving around in the air. And this was in the middle night, going to his own landing place. And as he's going like that, floating in the air, a lot of invasion of evil spirit will be released on earth. What a very terrible thing. What a very terrible thing. A fat woman sat in that basket until the lid was used to cover the woman. Beloved, it's a mystery. Even the angel of the Lord shouted, said, this is wickedness. This is wickedness. I just wanted to open your Bible. Probably you see it yourself, and you can appreciate what I have just said now. Open your Bible to Zechariah chapter 5. The book of Zechariah chapter 5. A very interesting place. Very deep a place.
with a very deep insight. Zechariah chapter 5, you see, verse 5, you will see, "Then the angel who talked with me came out and said to me, 'Lift up your eyes now, see what this is that goeth forth.'" Look at verse 6. "So I asked, 'What is it?' And he said, 'It is a basket that is going forth.' He also said, 'This is their resemblance throughout the earth.'" That is, this move like that throughout the earth. This is such a sample of what move around throughout the earth. Here is a lid. A lid is lifted up. And this is the woman sitting inside the basket. You know, when the lid, the cover was lifted up, that was when the prophet could see the woman inside the basket. The woman was inside the basket, covered with the cover. If the cover was not open, the prophet will never know that a fat woman was sitting inside the basket. This is mystery. How can a fat woman of such enter into the basket? How can a basket be floating like aircraft? It is wickedness. Look at verse 8. "Then he said, 'This is wickedness.'" I'm reading Zechariah chapter 5, verse 8 now. "Say, 'This is wickedness.' And he thrust her down into the basket." That is the angel of God. He forced her back inside the basket. "I force your enemy inside the pit they have dug for you in the name of Jesus Christ. And threw the lid cover over his mouth. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were two women coming with the winds in their feet, in their wings. Another two women appeared from another place, for they had wings like the wings of stork. And they lifted up the basket between the earth and heaven. So I said to the angel who talked with me, 'Where are they carrying this basket to?' And he said to me, 'To build a house for it in the land of Shinar, where it is ready. A basket will be set there on his beast.'" This is what we call terrible wickedness. The Bible says, "The wickedness of the wicked shall expire." So it is possible that some people can be flying in the air against you. It is possible that wicked people can turn to satanic bird and fly against people. It is possible that you can see wicked flying of birds running around. We can see human beings turning to different animals in order to bewitch and oppress people. But I stand against any human being that is flying against you. It shall be disgraced today in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. The Bible says, "Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Every wickedness fashioned against you, it shall come to an end in the name of Jesus Christ." People have prayed before and they could see a bird flying and landed where they were praying. And by the time they look at it, it became a human being. There are wicked associations that are perpetrating evil in your world. There are invasion of dangerous spirit now. Look at this midnight now. Look at a night like this. Very thick night. You hear different kind of birds shine, crying. Terrible noise of wickedness going on. But they will not land in your own apartment in the name of Jesus Christ. There are institute of evil spirits manipulating people all around. There are evil spirits that are really affecting the human being and affecting their welfare. Many sleep at night to wake up in the morning become problem. Many sleep at night and they wake up with sickness they have never bargained about. Many sleep at night, they woke up, they saw marks all their body, mark here, mark there, mark there. They could not imagine who put this mark in their body. Many slept at night and people came around to feed them. Terrible spirit came around to feed them. Many sleep at night and terrible spirit will come and molest them. Some slept like that and they felt a lot of evil all around them. But today, that evil shall expire. What are we going to do? Number one, you have to surrender your life to Jesus. And number two, you must inculcate habit of praying in the night. And you must try to pray for at least 30 minutes in the night. And anoint yourself before you sleep. Cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. And read Psalm 91 before you sleep. It's a protective psalm.
is a psalm of protection. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snares of the fowlers, and from the noise of pestilence shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, destruction that wasted at new day. 1,000 shall fall at my side, and 10,000 at my right hand, for they shall not come near me. Only with my eyes shall I behold and see the word of the wicked. Because he has made the Lord, which my refuge, even the Most High my habitation, there shall no evil before me, neither shall any plague come near me. For he shall give me his angel that will take care of me, to keep me in all my way. They shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my feet against the stone. I shall tread upon scorpion and serpent, upon cobra, upon lion, upon cobra, upon wickedness. I will trek upon them. The young lions and the serpent shall I trample upon, because he has set his law upon me. Therefore, he will deliver me. He will set me on high, because I have known his name. I shall call upon him, and he shall answer me. He shall be with me in trouble. He will deliver me and honor me with long life. Shall he satisfy me and show me salvation? This psalm should be read every night before you sleep. Every night before you sleep. When you finish listening to this broadcast, when you finish listening to this prophetic broadcast, you take this psalm and read it very well, and you cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. You'll be secured. You'll be protected. You'll be barricaded by hosts of heaven, and no evil can befall you. I pray for somebody here that your testimony will appear. As you wake up this morning, you will get a good news. There shall be testimony in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to show you mercy. Tell the Lord to forgive you. Tell the Lord to show his hand upon your life as we enter into this prayer. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and pray this seventh prayer. Say, every cauldron of darkness assigned against my well-being, break in the name of Jesus. Every cauldron of darkness assigned against my well-being, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil growth in my body, dry up in the name of Jesus. Every evil growth in my body, dry up in the name of Jesus. Every evil growth in my body, dry up in Jesus' name. Pray, arrow of the night, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of the night, go back to the sender. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every wicked ball on an evil assignment against me, in the name of Jesus. Every wicked board on an evil assignment against me, in the name of Jesus. Every wicked board on an evil assignment against me, in Jesus' name we pray. Evil altar in my place of birth, calling my name, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar in my place of birth that is calling my name, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar in my place of birth, calling my name, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar in my place of birth, calling my name, cast fire in Jesus' name we pray. Evil altar in the place where I live, oppressing me at night, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar in the place where I live, oppressing me at night, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar in the place where I live, oppressing me at night, in Jesus' name. Any power feeding me in the night, you are a liar, in the name of Jesus. Any power that is feeding me in the night, you are a liar, in Jesus' name we pray. Get your bottle of oil and your bottle of water. I pray that this bottle of oil shall be anointed by God's power and God's fire. The blood of Jesus shall flow into the oil and the water. They shall become anointed oil and anointed water in Jesus' name. Anoint your head. Say, my head, reject bewitchment in the name of Jesus. My head, reject bewitchment, reject bewitchment, reject bewitchment, reject bewitchment, reject bewitchment, reject bewitchment in Jesus' name we pray. Touch your, anoint your chest and shout like this. Say, my name, reject bewitchment in the name of Jesus. My name, reject bewitchment, reject bewitchment, reject bewitchment, reject bewitchment, reject bewitchment in Jesus' name we pray. You may need to mention the name of your children also. It's very important. If your husband is not there, or your wife, mention the name. Tell them, tell the name to reject bewitchment. Now anoint your stomach and shout this one loud and clear. Say, my body reject sickness and infirmity in the name of Jesus. My body reject sickness and infirmity in the name of Jesus. My body reject sickness and infirmity in the name of Jesus. My body reject sickness and infirmity in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your hand. I prophesy that this hand will prosper. This hand would make it in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your two legs. I prophesy of your legs. Your legs shall not be amputated. Your legs shall prosper. Your legs shall take you to the land of dominion. Your legs shall take you to the land of fulfillment. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for all who are connected to us on this line. The Holy Ghost shall overshadow your life. The mercy of God shall come upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. You can bring out your prayer request now. Let me pray on it. Heavenly Father, let all these requests be answered. Let there be a favor on this request. Let heaven open on this request and grant all these requests. In Jesus' name we pray. As many who have been looking for the fruit of the womb, the Lord shall make your house an abode of children in the name of Jesus Christ. As many who ought to have married and there's one problem in their family, and in your family line, you find people don't get married on time, I break that yoke today and I command you to get settled in marriage in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are threatened with divorce, I pray that the Holy Ghost will intervene and there shall be peace in your marriage. Those whose children are under bondage, I command your children to be liberated and there will be testimony in their life. Those whose business and money are under bondage, I command your money and your business to be liberated in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with your soul. You will flourish. You will make it. You will excel. None of us will die before our time in the name of Jesus. Pray for this country, Nigeria. La Puka Bro Santaya Labo Rapun Santaya Ba. Nigeria will pray for you. Hear the word of the Lord. You will not sink. Nigeria will pray for you. Hear the word of the Lord. You will not sink. Those who want to bury the glory of Nigeria shall be buried. The Lord will fight for this country. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, in case you want to get across to me, send information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.